Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph. We're in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Mirtz Hashem, we're finishing up Simen Reish Yud Zayin, and we'll start in Mirtz Hashem Reish Yud Ches. So we're at Sif Hey. We're dealing again with the bracha of Reach on various types of besomim that came from different sources. So the Mechaber is telling us over here in Sif Hey, besomim shalavodos kochavim ein mevarchin aleihem. If the smelling item, the besamim over here, the spices that you're smelling, are from avodas kochavim, from idol worship, so then ein mevarach on them. Then you do not make a bracha on them. Why? Lefisha also l'riach bet, because it's forbidden. And we certainly don't make a bracha on something that's forbidden. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Siv Katan Yud Ches. He writes, Hainu shehukdu l'avodas gilulim, that these spices, these besamim, were used in the service. They were burned l'shem avodas gilulim for idol worship, and therefore you don't make a bracha on them. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'ayin b'chayi adam b'chlal samach aleph os yudalet mashakosav b'zeh." He says, "Go look in the chayi adam over there." So I did. I looked in the chayi adam, and unless there's a typo someplace or there is a different place, there is nothing in the chayi adam in that entire simon samach aleph, b'chlal samach aleph. And certainly not an Os Yudalet that discusses Avodas Kochavim. In fact, it discusses the previous Siv dealing with the women who are wearing various spices around their neck, so you shouldn't make a bracha on them. So I'm not sure what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to over here, and I looked in a whole number of other Svarim, and nobody seems to mention the Chayadim of it, so Tzarechi, and I'm not sure what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. It's my unfortunate lack of knowledge. I can't understand this Mishnah Berurah. Then Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Yud Tes, "Va'iser ein mevarchem." The reason why we don't make a bracha on the spices that we use for avodah zarah because on something that is forbidden, you do not make a bracha. We had this the other day as well in the Shari Tshuva, who brought down in the name of the Radvaz that mutul hariach b'pracha ilano shalarcha. You can smell the flowers of an arla tree, even though there may be some fruits. The afopi sheyesh bam ikur pri. However, I will also lariach b'fri. But you can't smell the fruit because it's asr, and you don't make a bracha on something that is asr. Sifav, the Mechaber writes, Mesiba shalov de kochavim, a gathering of idol worshippers, ein mevarchan al besam shalem. If they have besam over there, you're not letting a bracha, you're not letting smell their besamim. Why? Distan misibasin lavodos kochavim, because why else would they be gathering other than it's for idol worship in some way, shape, or form, and therefore mestama, the besam that they had there, are going to be used or are have been used in idol worship, and you shouldn't smell them. Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Chaf, Shemesubin le'echov lishtos. They're gathering not specifically for worship, but they're gathering to eat and drink. And he says, nevertheless, Siv Katan Chaf Aleph, Stam Nisibas, Lavodas Gilulim, why did they get together? Mestam, it has to do with Avodah Zarah. But this is only true, Vidavkum and Mesiba, that's at the gathering over here to eat and drink. Avo Shalobi Mesiba, if they're not gathered together in some formal way, then Mutta Lavarach Abisabim Shal Ovi Gilulim, then you can go and make a bracha and smell the spices of a Oved Gilulim, because it mistama, then it's not for Avodas Kochavim, unless you know for a fact that it is. The Chafetz Chaim in Os Chavches in the Sharet Zion adds over here, look in the Yerushalmi, the Isi Braisa, the Mavarchan Abisam Shal Oved Gilulim. There's brought down Beferish in the Braisa that you can't smell and make a bracha on the Besam of Oved Gilulim. And it says over there that it's talking about where he's Ma'ashein Lifnei Chanuso. That's only where the Oved Gilulim was burning this incense in front of his store. And it's obvious in that situation that the Besamim are there to entice people into his store and for selling purposes and not for Haktorah, for burning the incense to the Avodah Zarah. The issue foot number 14 brings down as well, in regards to Simon Reish Tzadi Zayim, where it deals with halachas of Shabbos and Havdalah, she'ein mevarach la besamim shemesibas ovdei kochavim. You can't take besamim that were used by the ovdei kochavim in their gathering and use that to make a bracha on borei mini besamim for Havdalah. However, in loy musubim klal, but if they weren't gathered together, you want to borrow some besamim from the guy, mutul levarach la besamim shel him. You would be allowed to go take it from him. However, the Taz over there says that this is the halacha, mikomokom kosav lebesof. At the end, the Taz says, the Rabbeinu Yonah has a very machmir opinion, who says that stam b'samim shalov dekochavim omdim lebesof lemochin levodah zarah, since eventually they'll be used for avodah zarah, even if they weren't designated for it right now. So the Rabbeinu Yonah's very machmir opinion says, ein levarach aleihem, you should not make a bracha on such b'samim of an ovei kochavim, unless you're absolutely certain that they're not omed levodah zarah. How would that possibly be that you know for certain? For example, it's a spice merchant, shadarku limkor osom lanoshim harbe. He sells his produce, his spices, to many different people. Or he says, or they're used for putting in to spice the food. And then in that situation, you would be allowed to go, even according to Rabbeinu Yonah, and use a goy's spices. Siv Zayin. Mechaber says, you go outside the city and you smell a beautiful aroma. So, im rova ir of the kochavim, if the majority of the city is idol worshippers, so then you're not allowed to make a bracha on such smells. As we just said, you're not allowed to make a bracha on the smells of idol worshippers. However, the imrov Yisrael, if the majority of the town is Yidden, so then, Mevarach, you would be allowed to go and make a bracha and to smell such besamim. Mishbur explains, as if Kon Chabez, the Talin on a Reach Basaro, by smell over here we go after the majority of the people. If the majority are idol worshippers, so Mestama, they did it either in burning for the actual Avodah Zarah, or they gathered together to eat and drink, and Mestama will go for Avodah Zarah. And that's why you're able to smell it from far away. There's a large amount of people gathered over there, so the Magen Avraham brings down. That's why it's also to smell it and to make a brach on it. However, if the majority are Yidden, the same thing applies if it's half and half. The same thing will apply there when you see a light in the distance for Havdalah, can you use it or not? So you can go 50-50, we can go over here and say that it belongs to the Yidden, and you can make a bracha by the Or for the Havdalah as well as the Besamim for the Havdalah. Then he says, V'ayin in the Bir HaLocha, go look in the Bir HaLocha, Dibra Maskul V'Yimrov, and he says that this opinion that 50-50 you can make a bracha is based upon the Mogin Giborim, according to the opinion of the Rokeach. Nobody argues with that. However, the Chofetz Chaim himself says, in my humble opinion, it's difficult. Why do we say mechza mechza, you're allowed to make a bracha? It's a suffix deraisa, because the reyach of Ovi Gilulim is an issa deraisa, miluyidbak biyorcha mu'uma minacherim, and therefore, l'chumra, one should say that you can't go and make a bracha on it, because it's a suffix deraisa l'chumra. So he says, it must be that the ikur of the reyach is not ela midrabban. And therefore, the rule of Safik d'Oraisa l'chumra doesn't apply over here. He says, look in the Prima Gadim, but it says, Tzarech Iyin. Needs further discussion. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavdalit says that we do make a bracha if it's Rov Yisrael, or as we just pointed out, 50-50. Kfar Kasav d'Barosha Simon, we already explained originally in the beginning of this Simon, Reish Yod Zayin, the Yesh Omrim, the Lavka Heichi Shemeskabin L'Riach. You only make a bracha if your intention was to smell it. However, if you just smelled it, but you didn't intend to smell it, ain't tzarech l'varach. We brought down there that you don't have to make a bracha. However, many disagree with this, and they in fact told the mevarach b'chalinyon that if you smelled it and enjoyed it, you should make a bracha, because you did enjoy the smell, so therefore, there's a make if you intended to smell it or not. Bottom line is, you did enjoy it, so you shouldn't make a bracha in any event. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, Nisariv Reach, Shemavarchan Alav Bereach, Shein Mavarchan Alav, if you have a mixture of smells over here, some of the aroma was created by something that you're allowed to make a bracha on, and some of it was created by something that you don't make a bracha on, so the Mechaber Paskins, Holchanach Arov, you go after the majority ingredient, and if it's something that you can make a bracha on, you're allowed to. If it's something you can't make a bracha on, you don't make a bracha, you're not allowed to. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Chafei says, simply, Ayin in the Bir Halacha. He has a whole discussion in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Nisar Reach. And there, the Chofetz Chaim writes that this language of Nisariv Reach is based upon the Rambam. And he brings down from the Baal Shem and Rokeach, the low card that the Rambam says over here, that this mixture over here is only talking about the Besamim of Mesim or the Beis HaKiseh Besamim, which we said we don't smell because they weren't for the purpose of Reach. And therefore, that's why we don't make a bracha. And in this situation, you go after the Rov. If the majority was smelling items that were able to make a bracha on, not from the Beis HaKiseh or from Mesim, you can make a bracha. If the majority from Beis HaKiseh or from Mesim, you don't make a bracha. But he's not talking about, according to this Shemen Rokeach, based upon the Rambam, he's not talking about if it's a mixture of Ovi Gilulim, there, if there's even a small minority amount of the Ovi Gilulim's item, then you wouldn't be allowed to make a bracha, because it's not Batel Barov. Chofetz Chaim is, you're going to ask me over here, when we just said, Rov Yisrael, Rov Yisrael, you are allowed to make a bracha. He says that's different, because there it wasn't talking about that the majority of the smell was from a Yid, and the minority of the smell was from Ovi Gilulim. No, the majority likelihood was that it was from a Yid, but it's 100% from a Yid, and not a mixture of a Yid and a Goy, and therefore, in that situation, you're allowed to go after the majority. Here we're talking about where it's a mixture. Part of the smell is definitely not batel because it's from Avodah Zarah, so you don't make a bracha on it. A very beautiful distinction. That's the Chofetz Chaim's opinion. But he says, the Gra disagrees with me. Umedivri Agra, he says, Nira de lo siru lekein, he disagrees. And he's lo shani la Gra, menu chalik bin siv zayin le siv ches. He doesn't make any distinction. He says, you can go after the majority, even if there's a minority component over there that is actual avodah zara. Ayin and the rest of this Bir Halacha for more details about this. That concludes the beautiful simon Reish Yud Zayin. And now we begin Reish Yud Ches, which deals with the fascinating subject of brachos hanasim al nisim. You have to make a bracha when you go to a place or you see something that reminds us of a great nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And the Mechaber starts off and he tells us, Haroa makum shenasu bo nisim l'Yisrael. If a person sees places that great nisim happened to the Jewish people, and now he's going to go list a whole bunch of things, so we're not going to get through it all today, so I'll just go to the very end. He concludes, and on all of these things, which we'll go through today and tomorrow, he writes, Mevarech sha'asa nisim lavosenu b'mokam hazeh. The person is obligated to make a bracha of, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, sha'asa nisim lavosenu b'mokam hazeh. With full shame u'malchus. Now, let's discuss what are some of those things. So the Mechaber continues, and he says, Kigo, for example, Ma'abros hayom. If you go and see the places, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkar Nala says, Mokum sh'av Yisrael bayam bayabosha. If you go through the Red Sea, and you see the places where the Jewish people traversed Yamsuf, the Red Sea, so then you make this bracha sh'asa nisim. Likewise, Ma'abros hayarden. If you go to the spot where the Jewish people did the same exact nes happened to them, that the Yeshua took us across the Yarden, it also split, so you make this bracha sh'asa nisim. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Base explains, Mokum Shav Yisrael b'Yarden b'Charova b'Mei Yoshua. As I just said, this is the place where the Jewish people crossed the Yarden in the same nace of splitting of the Yarden, like by Yamsuf. Indeed, the Gemara discusses that in some ways this was even a more fascinating miracle than by Yamsuf. Let's look now at the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masul Kigo Mabros. So he brings down from the Sefer, Kaftor B'Ferach. He says, this is Elishono, that these Mabros, near Perusho, she'ein ha-mevarech mevarech at shira b'frat mokum anes. You have to actually see the place where the nes happened, not just the general area. Kemosha roa yamsuf, when a person sees the yamsuf itself, lo yivarech, he doesn't make the bracha im lo roa mokum sh'avruba, unless he actually sees the place where the Jewish people traversed it. Likewise, chen roa yardin, at shira mokum sh'avru. You actually have to see the place where the Jewish people crossed. And similarly for all the other nesim that are going to be described over here, until you see the actual place. However, he points out, if you just see the general area, so you don't know exactly if that's it, it's still appropriate, still appropriate to praise HaKadosh Baruch for his wonderful things that he does for us, but do this without shame umalchus. Issue foot number one adds over here, it says, if you see the place from afar, so the Ksos HaShulchan says that based upon this Kafta Baferach that the Bir Halacha brought down, Kivan Shiroa Samakom Afilu Mirachok, you make the bracha, even though you're seeing it from afar, you're seeing the place. However, he says, the Svaru should be that you have to be standing in the place, because you say, Shaasli Neis, Shinasli Neis, B'makom Zeh, you have to be within Dalet Amos of it. That, in fact, is the opinion of the Chai Yodam, and this will be brought down in the Shari Tshuva Oz Dalet. And he concludes with the Tzorich Iyun, what should be the Din Halach L'maisa. However, he also points out, very interesting, today if you're flying an airplane, you could see the entire Yam Suf, you could see the entire Yardane. So you're definitely seeing the Mokum Anes. And therefore, the Shalos HaTshuvos Or Letzion says, you should make the bracha from an airplane with Shemu Malchus. You're definitely seeing the Mokum of the Nes. So even though, if you're actually up close, we don't know exactly where the Nes is, you should just say it without Shemu Malchus. Here you're seeing the entire thing, you can say it with Shemu Malchus. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, and as well Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, based upon this Chai Yadam, said you have to be within the Dalet Amos, say you shouldn't make it with Shemu Malchus. Now we continue in the Mechaber. He tells us, if you see the Mabros that Nachle Arnon, what is that? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel explains to us, this is based upon Mefarish B'Shas, the Gemara tells us, Shayu Shnei Horim V'Emek B'Neim. When the Jewish people were traveling through the desert, there were two mountains and a valley. The two mountains to the right and left of them, and the valley in between. And we have the famous Pasuk, Es Yoy V'Suf. So this is a reference over here, the two stragglers, Yoav and Suf, that were following behind Klal Yisrael and saw this miracle, and the Gemara relates what they saw. Shayu Yisrael tzrichim lavor derech os emek. The Jewish people had to traverse through this emek, and the enemy knew that we were there. The Nechbu Hamoriim, the Amori, were hanging out in those mountains, b'moros, in caves, sh'asu b'harim, inside the mountains, b'tzidei ha'emek, on the both sides of the emek, k'dei sh'yiplu alei and pisom, and they would suddenly fall upon the Jewish people as we traveled through the emek, b'avrim b'emek, and would kill us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace, v'nasa nase, shenidbeku ha'horim zeh b'zeh, Hashem moved the mountains one to the other, and the protrusions from one mountain went into the cave of the other mountain, and vice versa, and it killed all the Amori that were hiding out inside. And this was bavor, Aron Bris Hashem Aleim. When the Aron passed, this miracle happened, v'neregu kulam sham, and all of our enemies were killed over there, who were trying to kill us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu preemptively killed them, and this nase was seen by the blood that was streaming out from this mountainous area, and the Klal Yisrael miraculously was saved during this passage through Nachle Arnon. And that's what this nase is about. When you see the passageway, you make Shasu Nisim. Then it says, the Mechaber continues, V'avnei Elgabish, these hailstones of Elgabish that were in Beis Choron, Shobeis Choron. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Shehushl, Sivkat and Dalit, Shehushlchum in Hashemayim, they were thrown by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ala Umo, Shenuchamu in Yoshua, when the nations of Eretz Yisrael started fighting with Yoshua, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought on our behalf, and he threw hailstones at them, Kedichsib Bekroz, the Pasuk tells us in Yoshua. Mechaber continues, and he tells us, Ve'evin Shepikesh, Og Lizrok Al Yisrael, and likewise, when Og picked up a mountain to throw it on Klal Yisrael, so the Mishnah Berurah explains this, Sivkot and Hey, Kedim Aforish Be'agoda, as we have in the Gemara in the Agoda, She'okar Har, that Og was a giant, a massive person, picked up a mountain. How big was this mountain? Bas Tlosa Parse. It was 3 parsa. A parsa is 4 mil. A mil is roughly a kilometer. So this mountain that he picked up was 12 kilometers. Kedei lapilo Yisrael. He was going to toss it on the Jewish people, throw it on the Jewish people. Of course, in Asenes, Hashem made a miracle. Shlo yochol lapilo. He wasn't able to drop it. His teeth grew out, and he was crushed under this mountain himself. Ayin Sham Brachos Nundalad. The fifth fascinating story is told in the Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Nundalad, Omud Beis. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Ba'ayin in the Bir Halacha. Look over here in the Bir Halacha, the Ibra Masko, the Evin Shebikesh Og V'chule. And here he tells us from the Marsha an amazing thing. Ayin B'chidushi Agados, Masha Kosa B'zeh. The Marsha explains this story over there. And he says, Lefi Pshuto, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, Halacha L'maisa, do not be afraid to take this story literally. Ein Tema Kolkach Alish Kazeh. How could you possibly imagine a person that could be such a giant and could lift up such a huge mountain? So he tells us he was one of the sons of the Anakim. V'aviv, his father, Og's father, and Sichon, his brother, Me'osin Shamar Aleh Makasa, there about them, the Pasuk says, Vayovo B'nei Elohim, El Binos Adam, V'yaldu Lehem. That the giants came down from Shemayim, and they mated with women, and they had children. There were these giants, the B'nei Anakim. Ukadamina Benida, Gemara Nida, fascinating story there. It says Sichon for Og Mibnei Achia ben Shem Chazoi. And Sichon and Og, their father, was one of these giants, Achia ben Shem Chazoi. And Ayin Shem and Rashi, Shehu, the Azoil, Hem Hamalochim. They were angels, Shiardum and Hashemayim Bimei Dor Enosh. They came down during the days of Dor Enosh. Umimela Koch Gruasim, Hayamein Gruas Malochim. And therefore they had the strength of angels and not the strength only of human beings. And that's why this story can, in fact, be taken literally to a certain extent. And one should not be surprised at the abilities of Og to go pick up a mountain. There's a fascinating agadah behind this. We don't have the time to go into them right now. And Ayin Shom, the Gemara, both in Nida and in Brachos, for further details of this fascinating story in Nes. The Mechaber is going to continue now listing additional things that we make this bracha of Shas Nisim on, but we'll stop over here and then conclude today's shir.